Here's an important message from the makers of Einbinder flypaper. Friends, despite our rigid quality control system at the Einbinder factory, several thousand rolls of flypaper have been released to the public with stickum that could become defective under certain conditions. So if you bought flypaper recently that bears the manufacturer's code number 38293 or 38294, return it to the plant for new stickum at once. And while you're waiting for it to be returned to you, better protect your family by going out and buying some new flypaper. When you do, be sure you insist on genuine Einbinder, the brand you've gradually grown to trust over the course of three generations. And we've just received word now that correspondent Wally Ballou is standing by in Springfield, Ohio, with a special report. So to learn what it's all about, let's switch now to Springfield and Wally Ballou.
Lee Ballou speaking directly from the Municipal Zoo in Springfield, Ohio, and I'm chatting with the director of the institution, Mr. Logan Pitney. As I understand it, Mr. Pitney, you contend that this zoo is the only one of its type in the world. Is that right?
Well, we just don't contend it is, Mr. Ballou. We're virtually positive. In fact, I've visited most of the major zoos around the world myself, and I've never seen another one like this.
Well, I don't want to offend you, sir, but I was walking around the grounds before we went on the air, and I didn't see anything different about it. It's a lot smaller than most zoos, and the animals appear to be in worse condition, but outside of that, it seems just like all the others.
I see. Approximately how much time did you spend touring the grounds?
Oh, I'd say about 20 minutes, maybe half an hour.
And you don't feel any twinge of anxiety to speak of?
Well, I admit my nerves are kind of on edge, but I assume it's just another breakdown coming on.
Oh, I'm sure you can attribute it to the fact that our zoo is the only one of its type in the world.
Well, I don't see how you could claim credit for my emotional instability if that's the whole problem.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to, because the whole thing really operates on the unconscious level. In fact, most people never become aware that they're uncomfortable because all the animals are staring back at them.
I beg your pardon?
Well, it's very simple, actually. In your average zoo, the people stare at the animals, but the animals don't pay any attention. Now, here we've trained them all to stare back. And so far, nobody's been able to stand it for more than 45 minutes at a time.
Well, now that you mention it, I did get sort of a vague feeling the animals were watching me pretty closely, but, well, I don't know, I thought it was just because my tie needed straightening or something like that.
Well, straightening the tie, combing the hair, common early symptoms. But when the animals keep staring, some visitors get the wild illusion that they've come down here stark naked. And they run home screaming.
Well, what's the purpose of all this? Are you trying to drum up business for a chain of sanitariums or something like that?
No, not at all. It really started because the zoo is not nearly large enough for the city. And a lot of people were complaining that they couldn't fight their way through the crowd to see the animals at all. So we decided that something would have to be done to get the visitors in and out in a hurry and to give somebody a chance.
Well, that makes sense, but, you know, it still seems pretty diabolical to...
I'm sorry, did that...
seems diabolical to drive...
did that get on you?
To drive the people away in hysterics by having the animals stare at them, you know?
Well, we just stumbled across the solution accidentally, Wally. See, we noticed that hardly anybody spent much time looking at the ocelot because the ocelot was always looking at them. So we simply trained the other animals to do the same thing. And, well, the rest is history.
Well... just one more question, sir.
But I really can't answer any more questions. That kangaroo over there hasn't taken his eyes off me since we began. And, I just know I'm getting another one of those sick headaches, you know. Goodbye.
All right, Mr. Pitney seems to be deserting his post and running toward the main gate. So then this is Wally Ballou in Springfield, Ohio, sending it back to Bob and Ray in New York.